WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, the weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by All-Star Office City, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball is also brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from Spanky's, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
The Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in on 97.7 FM. We're at Spanky's on the west side, Schnucks Plaza, and Stan Girard, the USI men's basketball head coach, is here on WREF. Round of applause for
thank
Coach.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Brad. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How was the holiday?
It was great, man. I had a chance to relax with the family, turned the phone off for a few days, and had a great time. How about you?
You know, it was good. We had a lot to do. I was just visiting the girlfriend's family in New Jersey, so that was good. And, you know, now I'm back, I have to go to work, which is it's not easy. To go to work after a holiday.
That's hard.
It's hard for anyone that's not working in sports.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. when I was away, I thought about work probably too much. But when I got back, I'll never forget walking in the office. Everybody's off except the basketball teams. And we're the only people on campus. So, but that's the beauty of sports. You work. It's year round. We filling out timesheets, marking our days off. We don't have those because we're a winter sport and we're busy nonstop. So it's a joy. You sometimes forget about the little things and having an actual Christmas day where you're not thinking about work, but at the same time it pays the bills and it's what I enjoy doing. So I wouldn't trade it for very many things right now.
So you're kicking it in the Bahamas and you close your eyes and you're thinking, I wonder what SIUE is going to do against our ball screen coverage.
You know what? I won't tell my wife this, but before I left, I had Coach Missouri download our Moorhead State game and our Arkansas Little Rock game and a couple of SIUE games so I can watch some stuff.
Sure.
And I took my computer and when she was – we got up an exercise every morning. When I walked 2 miles, she walked 5 miles. So when I got to my 2 miles, I grabbed my computer and I sit out by the outer deck and get my computer. She think I'm surfing the net. I was really working. So you better not tell me, man, but I was working and trying to get prepared. And
how much time did you have? I mean, how long is it going to take her to walk those 3 miles for you to cram in some tape?
She walked, oh, my gosh, she walks pretty fast. I had about 25 to 45 minutes daily to watch. You know, I made sure I got up with and started with it, but also found a way to quit so I can get a few things in. And then we took her parents as well. They went with us as well. So
that's nice,
they had some. Her and her mom had breakfast a couple mornings, and I acted like I was sleeping in. As soon as that door closed, I poured a laptop out and spent a few minutes watching some film. So I found a way to get some work done.
Okay. All right. So you're preparing for the upcoming games, SIUE and Lindenwood, Thursday, Saturday, the second OVC weekend of the year. Josiah Dunham also, by the way, coming on the show. A round of applause for Joe. He's here as the Jimmy John sub of the show. So we're going to talk about those upcoming games, and we're going to talk with Josiah Dunham. But let's go backwards before we go forwards.
Right.
You mentioned the idea of downloading Little Rock and Moorhead into the Christmas break. And you know, what did you see from the tape on those games?
Oh, my gosh. I saw a lot, man. We'll start with the Little Rock game. I thought we played a pretty good first half. You know, we were right there in the game, and we did a lot of things great. In second half, we gave up too many points. We stopped defending. Their athleticism took over the game, and we didn't do a good job of responding. We struggled to score in both halves of those games. And, excuse me, you tip your hat off to Little Rock. You know, they made some adjustments, and we tried to make some, but they just didn't pan out. You know, we didn't finish at the rim very well. You know, you think about, I think it was three or four opportunities where we got the ball off the bounce to the paint and dumped it off to our bigs and got kicked. He made some tremendous plays and blocking shots and started their break. And we just didn't do a great job of coming out second half and competing at a high level. And I felt like our halftime, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but at halftime it's like we go into the locker room feeling one way and come out with a different mindset. And my biggest message coming out of the second half is don't forget how you got here.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that. And you fast forward to the Moorhead State game. It's funny. I go in there. We meet as a staff before we go into the locker room. We go into the hallway, and our guys are standing up in the hallway instead of the locker room. They didn't want to go sit down. I'm like, okay, maybe we got something going here, you know what I mean? And we played a pretty good second half against Moorhead, but when it came down to, you know, executing late and getting some key stops, you know, we garnered a lead there late second half, and, you know, I felt like Khabib probably gotten tired. A couple guys got tired and just couldn't think why they were tired. So our biggest thing, you know, when we came back from break was trying to fatigue these guys and play in practice when they're tired. So you know, Josiah will probably tell you this. We started practice off every day with the exception of today. We ran a lot to start practice, and then we want to practice while we're tired, you know, out the gate, because I feel like the second half, when we get fatigued, we don't think very well. We also don't execute. In that Moorhead game, you know, we turned it over. You know, Khabib had a couple, you know, huge turnovers late. We went cold. We had a couple dry spells. We went 4, 5, 6 minutes without scoring a basketball. And we got to do better. You know, we got to do a better job of executing. We had that game. We were in a good place, you know, but we had that game where I thought we missed a couple rebounds. You know, we think about a couple key plays. Cordell Bailey's rebound, he missed out. They get an offensive rebound. They catch the ball in the post, and Cordell went double team when he shouldn't have. His guy gets an offensive rebound. We foul, you know, and then we come back down the court or out of a timeout. Drew up something in the timeout. We turned the ball over to go down and score. So plays like that kind of breaks your soul, breaks your back as a team. And we got to be better with execution, but also we got to be better when it comes to just playing when you fatigue a little bit. You know, Josiah, who you have on here in a second, he was on a minute restriction, you know, with his first couple of games back, 15 minutes, and we maximized those minutes. But, you know, here going forward, I think his minutes are going to increase here as we go.
You know, you mentioned different plays and different players that, you know, factored into those couple of losses, Little Rock and Moorhead, to begin the OVC slate. I know that both games are tough, but, you know, Cardinal Bailey was out of this world in the first half of both of those games. He had 30 points combined in the first two halves last weekend at the OVC, and then he had 5 points combined in the second two halves of those games. What do you attribute his second half struggles to?
You know, and that's been, if you look at Cordell's, you know, for the most part, he'll put together a really good half, whether it's the first or second half. He did it in Florida. I think he did the same thing at either Western Michigan or Valpo. We got to get him to put together 40 minutes, and I know he's scoring a lot in a half, but if we can get him to put together two good halves of scoring, we'll be really good, because we'll take a load off of Khabib. But, you know, I think it's fatigue. I think it's conditioning. You know, the guys probably don't agree it's conditioning, but I think it's conditioning. At some point, we got to get better at our conditioning. You know, we got to, you know, dig deeper into our bench. You know, I don't want to get to 10, 11, 12 guys, but as Josiah gets back into a rhythm, we can, you know, rest Ish. We can rest Cardell and play Clay at a different spot. So we just got to get into a rhythm where guys are used to playing with one another, but also being in enough shape to fight through tough times. You know, we're not doing a good job of that right now.
Yeah, you alluded to Cardell having kind of the trend of a good first half and a difficult second half, or vice versa. How much do you coach in trends and patterns like that? Because people in the past, they've told me, like, oh, well, Cardell had a great first half, struggled in the second half, started him off the bench in the second half. And I'm thinking to myself, easier said than done. The guy just had 14 points in the first half. You're going to really put him on the bench to start the second.
Yeah.
How much does that factor into your head, the idea that, okay, you've seen this before?
We've done it before. You know, if you think about, go back and look at our games, and we started Cordell on the bench a couple games, and he came off the bench and had 16 points or 14 points. It's just how he plays, you know. It's just what he does, you know. We got to get him to put together a full game of being an offensive threat. And, again, you know, maybe that is fatigue. Maybe that is, you know, playing too many minutes. We're trying to figure out the solution right now. And you know how it is. My brother always said this, and a lot of coaches said, everybody thinks they can barbecue, you know what I mean? So everybody thinks they can coach. You know, everybody's got an opinion, and I respect everybody's passion for USI basketball. But we as coaches, we spend countless hours watching film, you know, sitting down in that war room trying to break down scenarios and figure out what's going to work, what's not going to work, who's going to play, who's not going to play, lineups, lineups, defensive lineups, offensive lineups, mismatches, who can finish the game for us. You know, it's easy to sit down in that room and talk about it, but once you get in real life play, you got to think pretty quick. And oftentimes you can't get it wrong. And I thought that Moorhead game, I told our guys this, and I'm trying to repeat myself to them. We're getting better. I thought we got better. That's a really good ball club. You know, they got some guys in that team, as do we. But they got some dudes, man, that can make some plays. And they just made, you know, better plays down the stretch than we did.
How far do you think that version of USI basketball that we saw against Moorhead, so the last version that we saw of USI basketball, is from, say, being one of the top teams in the OVC and competing for a championship in the Ford Center?
Repeat that. I'm sorry, Brett.
How far do you think that version of USI basketball is, the one that we saw against Moorhead, from being where
you want them to be? If we can play at that level that we did against Moorhead State before the Christmas break, but also fill those voids offensively when we had those scoring woes,
yeah,
I think we would be a pretty solid team. Because if you look at, what do they average, 70-something points a game? We held those guys under the scoring average. So the defense was not an issue until late. You know, I think our biggest issue in that game was our execution, the scoring woes down the stretch, you know. But we did a pretty decent job defensively, because I think we held those guys – don't quote me on this, I think at least 10, 11 points under their scoring average.
Yeah, they had 55 in regulation.
Yeah, they had 55 in regulation. So we did a decent job defensively. It's just us being a better team offensively, taking better shots, doing a better job with our offensive execution, setting screens, getting some transition points, pushing the basketball. That's where we struggle. And those are some things we worked on in practice since our return back from break, and we're going to keep working on those things on top of the defense. But, you know, I always say we're right there, you know. Yeah. But let me rewind. We're close, but we're also so far away.
Mm.
Let me use that analogy. We're close, but we're so far away. Because, you know, you think about, let's just say, Tolu Samuels, who struggled to make free throws. He made his free throws the other night, and we were right there in the ball game. There were some games prior to the other night where we lost 4, 5, 6 points. We didn't make our free throws. You know, now we're making our free throws. Now we got to do a better job offensively and execute to secure a win. You know, and a couple plays that sticks out to me, like I said a second ago, we come out of a timeout two times in that Moorhead State game. We drew up plays and we turned it over once. We broke the play the second time, and they go down and capitalize on it. And those are the kind of plays that'll get you beat, and they did against Moorhead State.
How many practices have you guys had since coming back from Christmas?
Sunday, Monday, what's today, Tuesday? What's today, Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
So we came back and practiced on Saturday, rather.
Okay.
We had Saturday practice, Sunday, and today, and we got to practice tomorrow and again on Wednesday, so.
I feel like you never know exactly how a team's going to come back from Christmas, from a holiday. You don't
know what they ate.
Yeah. You don't know what they did. How did they come back?
Believe it or not, we had a couple guys stay here. I think Habib said he stayed here. Ben Azuga stayed here. Lynn stayed here. And a couple guys went home and came back under the weather, of course. Cordell's been ill. He's been sick in his room. Ola came back, and he's back practicing now. Josiah's under the weather a little bit. So, but that first day practice, I think the biggest thing for me in that first practice package is coming back, you know, getting our legs back under us. So they didn't like the first practice. We did a lot of running. You know, I wanted to get them back and run that Christmas turkey off, whatever these guys had back at home, get our legs back under us, get back in shape, and then we're going to kind of ease into it. So today we kind of ramped it up today. We put the scout in today for SIUE, but Saturday, Sunday, we just kind of got our legs back, you know, get a feel for the game back, feel for each other, and hopefully we got the kinks out in preparation for this Thursday, Saturday.
Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side off the Lloyd. Josiah Dunham coming up on the other side of this break. He's the Jimmy Johns sub of the show when we return on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
License includes first payment and 245 dock fee with approved credit. 3,000 due at signing. Zero security. 10,000 miles per year. 1,705 per month for 1,000 borrowed. Zero down with approved credit. Offers can't combine. Ends 1/4/26.
Tis the season to exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Get more for your trade during Kia's Season of New Tradition sales event. Drive a new 2026 Kia Sportage EX just $259 a month, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S $329 a month, or 0.9 APR for 60 months, both 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Don't miss huge end-of-year Kia deals. Sportage is $259, Telluride's $329, or 0.9 for 60 months during the Season to Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Queen River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. And we're back on the San Juan Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7 FM at Spanky's on the west side off the Lloyd. Josiah Dunham is the Jimmy John sub of the show. Round of applause for Joe. Really appreciate you coming on, man.
Appreciate you having me.
How's everything going?
It's been going well. Like Coach G said, I was a little under the weather over the break, but I'm starting to feel a lot better now and, you know, ready to get back to work.
Yeah, we thought you were playing hooky on the show.
Oh, no.
The whole sick thing. That's what I used to say when I didn't want to go to class. But then again, I feel like you can't do that with the coaches kind of hounding you a little bit. Not you specifically, but just players, student athletes on going to class. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I will say I'm going to have to out you just a little bit here because I did notice you kind of looking around. I was talking to my board operator producer during the commercial break, and, you know, we're on the radio as well as here at Spanky's having a full conversation. Josiah is looking around. Who are you talking to, Brad? And, we're on the radio. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know how that works, though. I didn't know someone's in Henderson talking to us.
7 to 8 o'clock every single Monday, 97.7. You can tune in, even if you're not on the show.
Yeah, I might.
Hey, now that you're playing, and congratulations, by the way, on coming back. It's always really cool to see you on the floor. A round of applause for that.
Thank you.
Now that you're playing, I feel like you're a little bit busier, so that's no problem. How are you feeling, by the way? I know that it's a long road back for you off that injury, so how are you actually feeling now that you're back in the lineup where you belong?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. Now, I say I'm pretty close to 100%. My foot is 100% healed, but as far as, like, just getting confidence in it and You know, being able to have confidence in cutting, stopping, starting, that all comes back and takes time. But definitely my foot doesn't hurt at all while I'm on the court. It feels 100%, but it's just getting that confidence back in it.
This is the same injury that took you down at the end of last year, and then you re-aggravated it in the summer. It's not fun to be injured. How did you, you know, handle that and go through that? Because I know a lot of student-athletes, players, even professionally, they struggle when they're not able to do their thing.
Yeah, well, the first time was definitely tough. I hate being injured, hate not being able to do all the things that I love, especially play basketball. But the first time was a long road back to recovery, and the doctors, they thought that I didn't really necessarily need surgery. So I didn't get it, and 4 months went by. I was back on the court actually this summer practicing. I practiced pretty much most of the whole July session that we do, and I was feeling good. I felt like I was practicing well, and then one night in my house, actually, I just took a wrong step, and it re-injured. And so turns out I had re-broke it, and it was actually worse than the previous time. So this time I got surgery, got 4 screws and a metal plate in my foot. So if anything, I upgraded a little bit.
A metal plate in your foot. Yeah, I would say it's an upgrade. I mean, because now you're like half a transformer, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Josiah Dunham here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show. How was Christmas?
It was good, getting time to spend with family and friends. I enjoyed it, especially having the break from basketball. Not that I had been playing for very long, but, you know, I still go to everything. I'm still there supporting and stuff. So just having some time away with friends and family is definitely really nice.
Now, your parents, they moved to Texas, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What does Christmas look like for you nowadays?
Okay, well, they came back, so it was nice to see them. They came back for about a week. And then my brother who lives here, got to see him, but my other brother, he's playing baseball in Puerto Rico right now, so he wasn't here. And then my sister, she moved to Fort Wayne as well. So it was just me, my brother, and my parents.
I like that. So you guys, did you host, or you probably didn't? Who'd you go to?
No, my grandparents.
Okay,
my grandparents.
I like that. And you go every year?
They always host.
Did you eat too much? I'm asking that knowing that Coach is right there.
No, I definitely didn't eat too much. I wasn't feeling very well on Christmas.
That's
so
true.
I didn't eat much, but... Yeah.
I feel like I knew the answer to the question because I honestly don't think that there is a player on the team in better shape than you. And you take it so seriously, the physical nature of your role on this team. You're just a fitness junkie. Where does that come from?
Yeah. I think it definitely starts with my brothers. My brothers love to lift, and they're big into that. They definitely don't eat as healthy as I do, but I think that's just a competitive part of me that I know I'm going to get a competitive edge on them on looking a little bit better than they do. And so I just take pride in that. And, you know, I like to be healthy. I like to feel good. And obviously it's going to help the team if I'm strong and able to guard guys and keep them in front of me. So it helps in all areas of life.
And wearing a hoodie right now, but take my word for it, he's strong, right?
Yeah.
In the past, not kidding, I've never heard this in my broadcasting career. Coach has told me that he thinks that you might be too strong.
Yeah.
He actually said that. Do you think that that's something that is legit at all?
I think it could be legit, but you can never look too good, so.
No. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Found it right there. Josiah Dunham here on WREF. Evansville native as well, one of two on the team. So I know that a lot of people are probably looking to you for some directions or something like that when you are integrating a lot of different guys in the transfer portal, new guys onto the roster. What's it like being one of two Evansville natives, hometown kids on the team?
Yeah, it's nice. Obviously, me and Caden are pretty close, so it's nice to be able to build a great relationship with him. But as far as, like, helping the other guys and stuff, it's not much really directions with, like, Apple Maps and stuff now, but definitely food places.
Yeah.
They
Spanky's.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Spanky's. Taroni's is a good Evansville place. And then also we talk about A-Zip. Everybody loves A-Zip, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. But Spanky's is good, too.
Yeah, Spanky's is good.
You get anything yet?
No, I don't. I try not to eat pizza.
Oh, come on now. I know that that you're in season, but you're going to burn it off, right?
Yeah.
At the gym, something like that. Just a suggestion. I know we had like a lot of salads here. Raise your hand if you got a salad. A lot of people got it. So they like it. Just saying. Besides, I'm here on WREF talking about all things USI basketball. And I know that the past couple of games, Little Rock was your debut, right? So for the past couple of games, those are your first two games of your season after being on the injured list for, 10 games? Is that right? Yeah, something like that. So how would you evaluate your performance the first two games of the year?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, definitely, I'm definitely pretty hard on myself. But as for it being my first two games, and with that, it was honestly my first week back That was my first time even running full court on a basketball court. So with the little preparation that I've had and the little practicing that I've had, I was pretty happy with the way I played. And, you know, I'm only going to continue to get better. But as far as my debut, I'd say it went all right, but there's definitely some improvement and some adjusting and some stuff that I can get better at.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Defense, I guess, is one. I feel like the quicker I get, the more confident I get in my feet, the better I'll get at defense. And then also just stepping in better offensively, whereas I get more comfortable and back at the pace of play that college basketball is. I think that takes some time. And with more games, I think the more comfortability will follow with that.
Coach mentioned the minutes restriction, but take that aside. What is your role from an X's and O's standpoint on this team right now?
Yeah, I think it's still definitely kind of undefined. I haven't been with the team very long. I haven't been playing with them very long, but definitely kind of similar to what I've had last year, where it's just being a tough nose guy on defense, but also on the offensive end, just a guy who's going to make the right play and the play that's the best for the team. You know, I don't necessarily have to score all the points, but I can be a guy who's going to make the extra pass and who's going to dive on the floor and who's going to go get a rebound and whoever's going to guard. And who's not going to let a guy get to the basket. And so just I feel like that embodies the type of player and the role that I can have on
this
team.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You hit that three. Was it against Little Rock or was that Moorhead?
Little Rock.
Yeah, Little Rock. So you hit that three. I think you had 5 points in that game, your first game of your sophomore season. How did that feel, that moment for you?
It definitely felt – it was pretty cool to me, you know, just all the hard work that I put in coming back from an injury that happened pretty much 2 times back-to-back, so basically out for 8 months. And so it was a special moment just to see my hard work kind of pay off and just a moment where you're like, I'm back. And it was just a nice feeling.
I know that I've been to practice a lot and watching you guys on the bench. I feel like you and Amari Brown are suddenly pretty tight, right? Because you guys have been going through basically the same thing, similar injury, similar timeline, and with him being sidelined as well, what does that do for your relationship between you and Amari, a guy that you didn't know until he got here over the summer?
Yeah, I think we definitely have bonded over a lot of similar experiences that we've had and shared experiences. And I think Amari is a great teammate. He's definitely a culture guy and a guy who uplifts everyone else who's around him. And definitely a great guy that I'm glad I've got to get close with personally here in the last year or so. And hopefully he can come back. I don't know what his status is, but just a really great guy. And I think the bond that we've created is something that's special, and I'm continued to hopefully to just get to know him better and the rest of the guys. So
no doubt. Hey, Josiah Dunham here on WREF, the Jimmy John sub of the show. We're going to take a step aside, but Joe will be back on the other side right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
All plus tax, title, license, 245 doc fee with approved credit through MFS. 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year. Zero security, financing on turbo trims, $1,705 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease. Or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-50, $269 a month lease. Or lease a new 2026 Mazda CX-90, $319 a month. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX-5's just $249 or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50's $269, CX-90's $319. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the St. Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the West Side. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Josiah Dunham, the Jimmy John sub of the show here on WREF. Now, Joe, really appreciate your time talking all things USI basketball. I still think, though, I thought this as soon as you committed that you'd be a good addition for USI baseball as well. Really strong baseball player back in the day at Evansville Christian. I know that you come from a baseball family, your brother, like you said, playing pro in Puerto Rico. And, you know, it's funny, I ran into Coach Stu from Evansville Christian last week. No, it couldn't have been last week, 2 weeks ago. And he insisted that you would be an MLB draft pick had you stuck with it. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, I definitely do a little bit of everything, but I don't know about MLB draft pick. That's a little excessive, but yeah, I definitely enjoyed baseball. For a while, whenever I was younger, baseball was my favorite sport. But then I just felt like as I got older, it got a little too boring for me.
It got boring.
Yeah.
You say that knowing that your brother plays it professionally. What age were you when baseball became too boring for you?
Probably I was like 7th grade. Mm. And I don't know if it was baseball became too boring or basketball just became too much fun.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Probably a little bit of both.
What was boring about it? Was it sitting in the field waiting for the ball to come to you?
Yeah, you're just sitting there, you're thinking, and then something may not happen, something may happen.
Just
and then
be
you're
a designated hitter. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you could DH full-time, do you think you would be okay with that?
No, probably not, because then you're just in the dugout getting cold, and I don't know, just not for me.
All right, fair enough.
I'd rather be inside.
So I'm going to tell Coach Stu, no, he couldn't have been an MLB draft pick because he would have fallen asleep, something like that, in the field. All right, fair enough. Josiah Dunham here on WREM talking USI basketball. And, well, he's back in the lineup after a couple of games before Christmas. You know, it's funny because that's a weird kind of start and stop for you situation. After your injury, you start your season a little bit late with the injury, and then Little Rock and Morehead State happened, boom, Christmas, you're done for a couple of weeks or week and a half, whatever it was, and now you're coming back. How important was it to get those two games under your belt before the real push of the OVC?
Yeah, I think it was actually, and it is a little weird, but I think it was a great thing that happened because it allowed me to play two games, get some minutes, get to see how my foot felt, and then I got a week of rest.
Yeah.
And another week to just get 100% because, like I said earlier, I wasn't, you know, up fully confident in my foot yet and my cuts and with the ball and, like, stopping, starting again. So I think it was actually a blessing that we had those two games. I got some experience in the game, and then I was able to take a week off and, you know, go from there.
And I heard through the grapevine that rest to pay dividends in practice today. It was you, Amari Brown, so yeah, looking pretty good in practice, Devin Curtis, Ben Azegu, Sheridan Sharp, apparently taking the starters to school. Tell me about that scrimmage today.
Yes. It was definitely bad.
It was bad.
For the white team, or which is the starters. I don't know. It was just, you know, sometimes the red has their days, sometimes the white team has their days, and I think it's good. You know, it just the competitive nature that we have at practice, it just makes everybody better, and today was definitely our day.
Why? Was it you hitting shots, or what was it?
It was just a little bit of everybody. I think really what it was our intensity was just higher. You know, sometimes people come to practice ready to play, and sometimes they don't, and the red team definitely came ready to play and wanting to practice and wanting to be there. And I think the score showed that.
You know, what do you think the white team would say if I had them on the show right now? Would it be like, we're still coming back from Christmas, we're under the weather, was Cardell playing, maybe he was sick? I don't know. What would their excuse be? for losing to you guys today?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to know what their excuse was or what their mindset was, because I don't want that mindset.
Yeah, fair enough. So. Again, Josiah Dunham here on WREF. You know, Joe, that's the mindset of a winner. And I feel like there's a big game coming up, not only for the standings in the OVC, but for bragging rights as well, with Jack Campion's SIUE Cougars hosting USI on Thursday. What was your relationship like with Camp when he was playing for USI last year, you as a freshman?
Yeah, I was pretty close with Camp. He was definitely a leader slash mentor type guy to me. I think just the type of player he was, you know, he was a tough-nosed guard, and it's kind of a guy that I wanted to play like. And I still text him every now and then, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited to hopefully beating him. So
yeah, is the trash talk there?
Yeah,
for this week?
I think it probably will be there a little bit, just because, you know, Camp's, you know how he is. He's a tough and he talks a little bit of trash.
Was he a trash talker on the floor?
Yeah, he's a little trash talker sometimes. So once he gets into it, so.
And is that your game?
It's not really my game, but
will it become your game at SIUE?
Well, I don't back down from anybody. So if somebody wants to start with me, but I don't ever really start anything, so.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it's kind of friendly fire in a way, because Camp going to an OVC school, it happened for USI, plucking Stephen Clay from Morehead State and Olajuwon from Tennessee Tech. So it kind of goes around, comes around situation. How weird is it for you to see one of your guys, one of your friends, not only playing for another team, that happens in the transfer portal all the time, but to play in the OVC?
Yeah, it's definitely strange. But that was his decision, and that's what he felt like was best for him. And so you can't hate on him for it. That's just what he thought was best for him, and all you can do is just go out there and compete, and we're going to do our best to hopefully win a game.
But, you know, it's funny, because Camp, he's playing really well. He's averaging, what, 7-8 points per game. He's tops in the OVC in passing right now. But he was that version of himself last year, too. He's one of the best passers in the OVC and probably scoring 7-8 points per game in OVC last year. So I feel like he's doing what he did to make him successful at USI. You have the opportunity, on the other hand, to kind of come in as a new player, because that freshman to sophomore year jump, that's a big deal. What is the difference in your game, say, this year compared to last year? I know that we haven't seen you all that much this year, but you're still working, you're still practicing, and trying to add to what you can do.
Yeah, I think we're still figuring that out, but definitely just playing with a lot more confidence, especially the confidence on the defensive end is always going to be there, but just still developing more confidence on the offensive end. While I'm going out there, I'm taking the shots that are open. I'm going out there more so hunting my shot than I was last year, where I was more of just to give it to the next guy. Mm. And so I think that's probably just the biggest adjustment.
Again, Josiah Dunham here on WREF. You mentioned adjustment on the court. What about adjustment off the court? Because on the one hand, last year you were in college, but you had parents here. They moved to Texas. Now it's kind of probably feeling like you're in college away from home in a way, because you have less people here. So what is that like, your sophomore year as a student and just the college experience?
Yeah, it's definitely different without my parents here. That was one of the reasons I wanted to stay, was to be close to family, and then they left. But but no, it's fine. They have to do what they have to do. But it's definitely different. But I have three great roommates that I really like staying with, Caden Gelhausen being one of those who's on the basketball team. And getting to be able to get close with those guys, it's in the experiences that we get to share together, it'll last forever. So I'm really enjoying it, and I'm making the most of it.
Three roommates, I feel like that's somewhat – atypical, right? Usually it's a two roommate situation. Yeah. Who's the third?
They're not on the basketball team or anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just friends from high school.
That almost sounds like a bit of a third wheel situation. You got two basketball players and a rando.
Two randoms.
A four-person house.
Yeah.
Okay. What's that like? Is it kind of partitioned a little bit? Like, well, the two of us, we're going to do our basketball thing, and then they're going to do their thing, or what?
They're great roommates, honestly. Me and Caden don't really clean as much. They're kind of in charge of, like, the cleaning and stuff. But, no, they support us, and I think it keeps a balance. You know, me and Caden, we always have that, like, there's a certain stress surrounding basketball, and so just get to go to our apartment and seeing guys who don't really have that going on and just kind of enjoying it, and it's kind of a nice balance.
I feel like they almost become honorary members of the team, because they're around the team all the time, or at least some of the team.
Yeah.
They got game? I mean, could they play?
One of our roommates, actually, his name's JJ, and he's from Central. He was all conference in high school
in
football. He's an athlete, but he likes to come work out with me sometimes. And
let's walk him on,
thinks
coach.
He can
what
play,
do you think?
But no.
Oh, he can't.
No, he thinks he can, but he's just an athlete.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. That's you ripping your friend on the radio.
Yeah, it's fine. He can handle it.
Fair enough. Josiah Dunham, everyone, round of applause. Jimmy Jones, sub of the show. Hey, Joe, really appreciate the time.
Yep,
congratulations on the recovery. I know that's really, really difficult. So love to see you back, and good luck going forward.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yeah, we take a step aside. Stan Gerard back in a moment right here on WREF.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Plus tax, title, license includes first payment at 245 dock fee with approved credit, 3,000 due at signing, zero security, 10,000 miles per year. Offers can't combine, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Don't miss Kia's Season of New Tradition sales event with huge end-of-year Kia deals, like the all-new 2025 K4 LXS, $169 a month, a new 2026 Kia K5 GT, $299 a month, or a new 2026 Kia Sorento, also $299 a month. All 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Tis the season to make the exchange. K4s, $169. K5s, $299. Or Sorentos, also $299. At Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mac Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mac delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mac and let them give your home the winning touch. Mac Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Specky's on the west side. I'm Brad Klein. Stan Gerard back on the show after the Jimmy John sub of the show darted. Josiah Dunham had some plans, but he did a great job.
He did. It's always good to bring Josiah. That's the only time Hebner and Haywood and Brad Smith comes to the show when Josiah comes. So he brings fans with him, man. But I'm glad these guys are here. But Josiah's been great to have him back, man. Just brings a different level of intensity to our basketball program in practice every day. And as you alluded to, like I told you, man, in practice today, it was Josiah Ben, Sheridan Sharp, and Devin. They took that starting group to the woodshed today. And it started with the toughness of Josiah. And then we took one of the players off the team, and, you know, it was Josiah and Amari and – Ben, Tolu, and Devin. So you got two guards and three. They took him to the woodshed again, but it was those two guys. He mentioned the relationship and the connection he has with Amari Brown. They just make the right basketball play, you know what I mean? And two gifted scorers in their past time before arriving here at USI, they just do things right. They bring a level of intensity to the program that that we've been needing for a while. Happy to have Josiah back, and Amari's just steps away. We don't know how far away he is, but he's just getting better every day. I had a conversation with Josiah yesterday after practice that, you know, he plays so hard defensively. And I told him, I said, look, man, you averaged 20-something points in high school. When is he going to translate half of those points to college? You know, we need him to be more assertive offensively. And he does make the right play, but he's a gifted scorer. You know, if you look at him in high school, when I saw him play the one time I got drug out by Hebner and Brad, he scored the basketball. You know, he put that team on his back, and he has those capabilities of doing that right now. And I think our guys respect his hard work and the things he put into his game enough to understand what I'm getting at in terms of needing him to score more. He's capable. He's got to get his confidence back, his timing back in a good place. And I need him to put the ball in a little bit more and be more assertive offensively. Now, I love the right basketball plays, but he's turned down some shots, you know, in the first couple of games that, you know, he's got to start taking. You know, last year we needed him in a different capacity. This year I think he can do both being a sophomore campaign.
Yeah, I know that Josiah is just a really good player on his own, and maybe this is an unfair burden to put on him, but I feel like he could be a shot in the arm for a team that could use it, that energy and that defensive intensity that he brings. So for Josiah, what is his role on this team? I'll ask you on the court like I did for him when he was here, but also off the court, what can he do for this team?
Well, on the court, he's a defensive stopper. You know, he's a lead by example guy. He's a very quiet young man. If you ever watch him play, he'll talk to his team, but he don't really get too excited, too high or low, because, you know, I always tell our guys, act like you've done it before.
Yeah.
And he does. You know, he don't get too high when he makes a good play. He just does his job, and he does it well. So offensively, I think he can, you know, be a guy that can continue to knock down shots, make plays, right, basketball plays, but not afraid, and he hasn't been afraid of guarding another team's best player. I would guarantee you when he checks into that game on Thursday, he'll be guarding Jack Campion, because that's a matchup that I think, you know, all those guys on our team are Ishmael Habib's a pretty solid defender, as in Sheridan Sharp, but Josiah is probably our best on-ball defender on the team. And I think those guys on the team agree to that, you know. So when he shifts into the ball game, that's his assignment right there, is to keep him out of the paint. Off the court, you know, it's funny you say that, because in practice yesterday, we had a rough day. I'm sorry, day before yesterday, we had a rough day in practice. And I blame the captains, and Josiah, here he is over there. He had a hard working day, and I blame him too. And he looked at me like, what the hell? Because I didn't do anything but work hard. But, you know, with him being a sophomore, having a year under his belt here in the program, I expect him to be a more vocal guy, not just an example guy, but use your voice. You know, I think he's done a pretty good job of steering guys in the right direction, like you said a second ago, of where to, where not to go, what to, where not to eat, you know, in terms of that. But we got to continue to bring these guys together and hang out. You know, I know he has his friends in his room, his roommate, his local roommates in Gilhausen, but it's more to it than that. You know, if you have a team, that's your family as well, and we have to, you know, continue to find ways to hang out outside of the game of basketball so that way we can, you know, feel comfortable on the court, you know, holding the guy next to you accountable. You know, it's hard to do when you don't hang out, but if we hang out and do things off the court, you'll be more comfortable holding your teammates accountable because you spend that quality time together off the basketball court.
Yeah, I should have mentioned this to Joe, but I was talking to Ish after, I think it was the Little Rock game, and I asked him about playing with Josiah and what that was like, because I really, it's the first time that he ran full speed with Josiah Dunham, even though this is, what, 12 games into his Screaming Eagle career, and for Joe, it was his first. And before he answered, and he gave me a solid answer of, oh, he plays hard, he does this, he just kind of exhaled, like, whew, because it almost seemed like he had trouble keeping up with them, because, again, he plays at kind of a different speed than everyone else.
Well, it's a size machine. Yeah. He doesn't get screened. He runs through screens. He gets through screens. he's a pest, you know, defensively. You know, when he stepped in to practice in his first days back, we were on a minute restriction in our past two games where he was only allowed to play 15 minutes. So if you saw him coming in and out of the game a lot, I'm wondering why he only could play 15 minutes. So every time a timeout comes, I'm grabbing a stat sheet. I got three more minutes. I got four more minutes, you know what I mean? So even in practice before he came back to play, he could only do two or three possessions at a time. You know, we'll get two or three trips, and we got to stop and pull him out. And I probably maximized a little bit more than what I should have, but I knew that Josiah was in good shape because even when he was hurt, he was sneaking over to Bob's on the east side to get some extra work in. And it's funny because I always tell – I know people over there is watching you. You're sneaking in the gym, but he was getting extra working in Bob's, extra conditioning, and I knew he was ready to go. But, you know, Ish probably loves playing with Josiah because he respects his work ethic. He respects his toughness. And it stems back to the summer we had a tug-of-war battle, and we did a call-out session. And we had a guy call out the guy you want to compete against, and Josiah called out Ishmael Beebe, and it was a one-on-one tug-of-war. And it lasted about 3 or 4 seconds. Josiah just drugging right through the line there, and Ish just kind of gave up. And I think Josiah earned Ish's respect in that tug of war battle. And we got back to the second round of that, and we did two rounds of it. The second round, who do you want, Josiah? He called out Ish again. Mm. He wanted a part of that because Josiah just drug him over. But it was a pretty fun day. You know, just guys wanted to call out the guy next to him and see who was a tougher guy. And Josiah, he probably couldn't call out anybody on the team that day because he was in a pretty good rhythm.
Who won that on the team? Who's the strongest?
He just walked out a second ago.
Josiah won that. Everyone in the tug-of-war?
Not everyone. You only got what, three rounds? So he had two or three other guys.
Who were the other guys that
if my memory serves, I knew it was Ish two times. So that was round one and two.
Yeah.
And I think the third time it was either. I felt like it was Cardell or Trey, one of those two guys. But he just wanted those guys who were – I know what he was doing. He was calling out Cardell. It was Cardell, the guys who could score the ball.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? So he wanted those guys to know I'm the tougher guy. But I think it was one of those two guys.
No doubt. Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. Got one more question for you before we hit a break and talk about the upcoming games, SIUE and Lindenwood, the second OVC weekend of the year, and that is Amari Brown. You mentioned, kind of alluded to it, the idea that he is slowly coming back, and he was a part of that team that beat the Starters yesterday. Was it today?
That was today.
Today in
practice. I was not happy, trust me. I went home rethinking this thing because I just like my starting team to have a good day. And like Josiah said, the energy level from that second group was contagious.
But where's Amari at?
He's getting there. You know, he started to practice a little bit right before the break. He was given, about anything half court reps he could do. And, you know, we didn't want to, you know, do too much today. And yesterday he got to get a couple full court reps. So he's getting there. I would say he's about 70, 75% full release, but not quite there yet. So we just got to continue to, you know, take baby steps and make sure we don't fall into the same place we fell a year ago with Josiah. And think about Nick Hiddle.
Yeah.
Guys came back too quick, so we got to really take baby steps to make sure that they're ready to go.
Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. Going to take a step aside. When we return, we're talking SIUE and Lindenwood right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup.
USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on Lawn Care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
License 245 doc fee with approved credit through MFS. 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year. Zero security, financing on turbo trims, 1705 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the season to exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease, or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-50, $269 a month lease, or lease a new 2026 Mazda CX-90, $319 a month. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX-5's just $249, or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50's $269, CX-90's $319. At Lou Fuse's Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Wrapping up shop here on the Stan Giron Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein at Spanky's on the west side. Coach Giron here on WREF getting us ready for Lindenwood and SIUE. The SIUE game on Thursday will be on WSON on January 1st, New Year's Day. So a lot to talk about there. But kind of the headliner, Coach, is that you get to play your old point guard in Jack Campion. What's that going to be like?
Any other game, man. I don't look at this is a big game. It's just a regular game, man. And we got to do a great job of, you know, stopping these guys. Jack's leading the league in assists, I do believe, and the ring kid is second in the league in scoring. They got a really good, you know, 1-2 punch in those two. This is also a team who made the tournament last. This is the NCAA tournament team, as I told our guys today. 8-5, 1-1 in league play. They beat Western, lost at Eastern. Western had them beat, but they Western dropped the ball late. But this is a well-coached basketball team. Got a few returners back that's making a huge impact on the game, and we got our work cut out. But I think it's a game that we definitely can compete in if we come ready to go. And it's my job to get them ready, and we'll be ready to roll.
Yeah, the top four scorers, in fact, played in the OVC last year. Three of them, of course, for SIUE. Then I think Camp is their fourth leading scorer. So that'd be a cool moment to see him. But
it will be. We shared one of the toughest moments of his life together when he lost his father, and we helped him get through that. So the relationship is still there. You know, just like Josiah said, he had to do his best. I hated to see him go, but. You know, at the same time, it's still where we're living right now. Guys don't stay at places very long, and he felt like it was time for him to go, and you have to respect that.
Lindenwood too. Yeah, Lindenwood, that's a really good team. They got some really good players. You know, Jadis Jones from last year,
well,
he's back.
We won't get – I'm focused on SIUE, but Lindenwood's leading the league.
Yeah.
You know, they're the top team in the league, but we'll be ready to go. But I think first things first is SIUE. And we'll be well prepared and ready to roll. So, on a sadder note, I want to send our condolences out to Bruce Baker and family. We lost Bruce Baker, I think either last night or this morning. A tough loss, a huge a huge USI supporter. And rest in peace, Bruce Baker, and our deepest condolences to his family if they listen.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, that'll do it for us here on the Stan Giron Radio Show at Spanky's on the West Side. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, on Thursday, the SIUE game will be on WSON. Road trip SIUE Lindenwood. Hopefully, we'll get some USI fans making the trip out towards St. Louis. And, well, yeah, thank you so much for coming out. Good night, everyone.
Stan Giron on basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftherep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstat Office City, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Giron on basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse, Mazda, and Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Stan Giron on Basketball has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio. ES